This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.
Kennedy, I was listening to my friend Slacker that works in the radio out in Denver.
Your good boyfriend.
Yes.
Your new bestie.
Yeah, and they were talking about this, and I was just laughing. You know, I love my significant other, and so what we decided to do is ask these significant others in our lives to tell us.
Yes.
Without us around.
Yes.
Boy, did they.
Oh, my God. They all leaned in.
Mine was an audiobook. It's longer than Lord of the Rings.
All right. We're gonna get to Kaylee. We're going to get to Mr. X. We're going to start first with my wife, Lana.
I love you so much, Carson. But one thing that really annoys me is your inability to put up your clean laundry. Your inability to unpack your suitcase. Oh, that's already two things. I'm sorry. So let me go back to the first thing. I wash all the laundry. I lay it out so it's not wrinkled. On your side of the bed, I wash it. I dry it. I lay it out. All you have to do is slip it onto the hanger or put it into your drawer. And you know what? You don't do any of that. You mostly leave it for about 2.5 weeks. You shift it to a ottoman or the Peloton bike or the dresser. And sometimes you even pull your clothes out of the stack and then wear them. So you never really even had to put them on the hanger or do the laundry, period. 2, same vein. I know. Is it one thing that aggravates me? I love you, but you don't unpack your suitcase for days, weeks. You will actually live out of your suitcase that's on the floor next to the bed or on the ottoman or on the bed. And you go, oh, look, this shirt looks nice. I'll wear it today. And about a month later, I know I said 1 or 2 weeks, but it's really like a month. Then you decide to put away some of the clothes. It's actually at the change of the season. We've left summer, and then you unpack your summer bag, and you then go, oh, it's time to put my fall clothes away and out. I guess that's one of the biggest things that annoys me. You're lazy with your laundry, but I love you.
I also struggle from a clean laundry affliction.
Facts, me too.
All right, now we have Mr. X, and there's 3 different clips here, Kevin.
Yeah, because I don't get to sit in a room with him and be like, babe, do this.
He's busy on location doing spy stuff.
Yeah, so he sent me a few things.
So I love my girlfriend, but she's got like at least 3 dozen bottles of shower products in her bathroom, and none of them seem to be just shampoo. So I don't know what to wash my hair with ever when I'm there.
It's not factual. There's absolutely shampoo in there.
This global traveling spy comes to your house and he can't even get just simple shampoo.
I feel like that's all women that have a ton of hair.
And I've asked him before.
Now.
I'm like, do you want me to, like, I have like manly soap and stuff. And he's like, no, I'm fine.
A nice 3-in-1 Dove body wash.
I absolutely have that. Yes.
I love my girlfriend, but she only has like 1 fork.
I have 4, but the problem is when he comes over and stays, he does all of this cooking and he uses up everything real fast. And then when it's time to eat, there are no plates or forks.
You have 4 forks.
4. Why would I need any
more? 3 more forks than she needs most of the time.
Facts.
I'm the same.
I really love my girlfriend, but sometimes if I don't answer her text in like 5 minutes, she thinks I'm dead.
Also facts.
Well, I mean, he is a spy. I get where that might come from.
How long do you wait before you spiral?
It depends on the day and what's been happening, but yes, the answer is yes.
All right, and here's producer Dan's girlfriend, Kaylee.
All right, this was really hard because I love him so much, but... I have a list. Hold on. Oh, number yes. 1, his snoring. It is like an alarm clock that you didn't ask for. I can't even fall asleep most nights because he has already passed out cold next to me. Like, I have to fall asleep before him. It's horrible. You all know the That's how he sounds. That's his snoring.
It's true.
So I love him, but his snoring keeps me up most nights. Number two, I love him, but he has this thing where when he's staying in my apartment, he leaves what we call a cup graveyard. He will bring up a new cup of water every single time he's here. That's fine. However, he never brings down his old ones. On his nightstand, it's just like three or four cups at a time over there. And I'll be like, please bring it downstairs when you leave. He'll be like, okay, whatever, it's fine. And then I'll wake up to like five cups next to my head. So that's number two. The last thing I have on my list is I love him so much, but he has like this sensory need to always have something touching me. So like his hand has to be like on my arm, or his foot has to be touching my foot, or his leg has to be on top of my leg. And I really do love it. He's so endearing. He's so sweet. But like 10% of the time, I hate it because I'm like dying of heat. And I'm like, I just need you to get your hairy limbs off of my body. I mean, I love him so much, but those are just some of the things that I've learned about him. But he's still the best guy ever. Everybody knows that.
Hold on, watch. I nail it.
Dan, you can return. I'm pretty sure I'm still recording. I'm just hanging with my friends on the radio right now.
You talking about my hairy body smothering you?
Yeah.
Okay. Just checking.
Bless.
Dan had to edit that down from 15 minutes.
I swear to God it was War and Peace.
All right, 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number. I love my significant other. And also, I have one more piece of audio.
Oh.
Yeah, my son Barrett decided he wanted in on this action. We'll play that next.
Oh, the tease.
617-931-1234. It's Carson and Kennedy, Mix 104.1.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.
This is the sound of captivity. This is the sound of rescue. And this is the sound of freedom. Give Armenia's captive bears a second chance by supporting International Animal Rescue. Call 508-826-1083 or search The Great Bear Rescue to learn more.